Er Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, Tavshin Samach Zayin, Rish Chodesh Sivan. The Vilna Gaon writes that although we don't have a halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag for Chag HaShavuos, like we do have by Pesach, the 30 days before we already start talking about and learning about the Yom Tov, nonetheless he says by Rish Chodesh Sivan, certainly that's the time to start talking about Shavuos. So try to learn two short Gemaras, well-known Gemaras, and try to explain it and give us a very new and nice insight into Shavuos. First Gemara we'll begin with is Samachesem and Beis and Pesachim. The Gemara tells us there's a machleiki between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua that on Yom Tov do you need to have a simcha that will be a simcha l'Hashem, or it also has to be a simcha l'chem for us, and it's based on a steer in the psukim. One pasuk says atzeres l'Hashem lekecha, and another pasuk says atzeres l'chem. Atzeres tiyeh l'chem would indicate it should be for yourself. So machlokes is either you say it's Rabbi Lez says kulei l'Hashem or kulei l'chem, or Rabbi Yeshua says chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'chem. That's how you reconcile the two psukim. That's how you bridge them together. Either for some people it will be all Hashem, for others all for themselves, or chatzi chatzi. The Gemara then continues that Rabbi Elazar tells us hakol meidim, everyone is in agreement that ba'atzeres on Shavuos the be'ina nami lochem. Everyone agrees that you need at least part of the Yom Tov has to be involved in eating and drinking and enjoying the day, enjoying the Yom Tov. Physically enjoying the Yom Tov, not only in spiritual pursuits. My time, and what's the reason? Says the Gemara, because Yom Shenitna by Torah. This is the day that the Torah was given. So what's the pshat? We would say just the opposite. If this is the day the Torah was given, so this is the day you should be maybe Kulei Lashem. This is the day you should be involved only in davening half of the day, learning the rest of the day. You can't starve, so you eat a little bit. But this shouldn't be the day which you spend at least half the time enjoying yourself and having a suda and with family. Yom Shenitna by Tairu. Rashi says, the Bina Nami Lachem, everyone agrees on Shavuos, you have to have as well physical enjoyment from the Yom Tov. She Yismach by, that a person should rejoice, B'maychel U'mishteh, with food and drink, laharos, in order to show himself, in order to show his family, in order to show others, shenoyach umekubel yom zeli Yisrael shenin atayrabai, that we are pleased and we are happy with the day, with today, because this is the day the Torah was given. On Pesach, if one wants to just be in shul and daven and learn a whole day, he can do that, and that's the way he's showing, he's expressing his happiness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Shavuos particularly, you have to show your appreciation and show your joy through eating and drinking and rejoicing in a physical way. And then he's an explanation. Why should it be the day the Torah was given, the most spiritual commodity that we have, and yet that's the day we show Simcha and Mishnah, and Michael and Mishnah. So there's another very interesting Gemara, somewhat famous. For those that know it, it's famous. And this is in Shabbos, Dav Peches Amid Beis, which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells us about a conversation that went on in heaven. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you should know, is an authority to tell us about a conversation that went on in heaven, because we know the Gemara in Ksubas tells us, I believe it's on Ayin Zayin and Bebeis, that tells Rabbi Yeshua Malevi went up alive into heaven, and he ended up overpowering the Malach HaMaveh. So he had an in with the Malachim. And Rabbi Yeshua Malevi tells us this is what took place in heaven when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu as the Shliach to receive the Torah for all of Bnei Yisrael. And we'll learn the Gemara inside. V'yam Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, B'shah sha'ala Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, Omru malachei ha'shores l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the angels who reside in the heavens said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu shalaylam, ma li'yalud isha b'neinu.
what is the son of a woman doing over here? In other words, that's the first thing that, you know, this is the wrong place. What is this guy doing here? In a very derogatory statement, they are saying, what is a human being, a man of flesh and blood, doing amongst us, the angels? He has no place over here. That's number one. Omar Lahens, Hashem said to them, Lekabel Teiraba. Oh, that was Kaviyachal, the worst thing he could have told them. First of all, they said, what is he even doing here? He has no right to be here in the heavenly circles where we're us angels are. And what did Hashem respond? He came to take the Torah. He came to accept the Torah. Amru, they said, Lefanav, they said to Hashem, the Torah? Anything else but the Torah you should give him. Chamud de Genuza, this treasured, very coveted item. It's the Chamud, the people that are that desire it. She Genuza l'chot teisha meyais v'shivim v'arba deiris. 974 generations, Kaidim Shanivra Ilam, you held this and didn't even give it. The Torah was preceded the world by many, many generations, and you didn't even give it, perhaps even into the heavens. And this is such a treasured item. And at the Mavakesh Litna Labasar Vadam, now you want to give it to men? You want to give it to people of flesh and blood? How could you do that? How do we know this is the conversation that went on? It says Rabbi Shmuel Levi, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ma enosh kisis yirenu. What is a man kisis yirenu that he should have any mention? U ben adam kisif kidenu, or the son of man that he should be remembered. Hashem adoneinu, Hashem our master, mo adish shimcha b'chol haaretz. How great is your name in the world already? You have such glory. Tana hoidcha ala shemayim. Give this hoid. Give this ultimate glory, which is the Torah. Keep it in heaven. That's what the angels argued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he wanted to give the Torah down on earth through Moshe Rabbeinu.
But don't we learn in the Gemara that man would eat himself alive or destroy other men if it wasn't for the fear of government? And since government really is governed by the Torah, how else was man supposed to govern himself if it didn't have the Torah? So how can the Malachim say, don't give it to them? Has to be given. That's not a way to court ourselves.
Okay. So your answer to them would be, listen, fellas, we understand that, you know, it's a very treasured item here in heaven, but if we don't have it, then we're going to all destroy ourselves. And they might say,
good.
Who cares? But maybe that's what that's the answer was. So this is what they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar leHakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachzer lehen tshuva. You give them a tshuva. You answer them. Hashem says, I'm not answering them. You have to answer them. It seems that in order for the Torah indeed to be given to man, to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu on account of Klal Yisrael, we have to know why we should deserve the Torah more than the Malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu here, representing Klal Yisrael, has to know why indeed we deserve it more than them. Or why it's better for the Torah, why it's better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Torah be here than there. Because it seems not so pashut at this point. Maybe it's better for the Torah to be in heaven. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, Misyorei ani shema yisrafuni behevar shel bepiyem. I'm worried if I even try to open my mouth and try to say something, they will burn me alive. They're going to burn me with the smoke from the fire from their mouth. Now, this is not just like to add dramatics to the story over here. You know, get to the point, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them what you answer them. No, I'm worried. What's going on over here? That means, obviously, from the Malachim standpoint, they're ready to just burn any man that comes in sight. Why? Why is that? So what do they have against us? Omar Leisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Echoiz b'kise kevaydi, v'chazer lehen tshuva. Oh, so hold on to my throne. Hold on to my heavenly throne. The Malachim don't hold on to the throne. They're surrounding the throne. They're in heaven all around the throne, continuously singing Shirat Hashem. But Hashem says here, Moshe, you can hold on to my throne. Hold on to my throne, and then you can answer them a tshuva. So what does that mean? It's a... Moshe Rabbeinu is on base. He's protected from the fire. This is a shield. It creates a shield around Moshe Rabbeinu. So now Moshe Rabbeinu holds on to the Kisei HaKavod and he's ready to answer the Malachim. Omar Lefanov, he says to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. He says, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Torah Sha'atanoisin li, this Torah that you're about to give me, Maksiv Bo. What does it say in it? It says, Anoichi Hashem Alekech HaShoyitzich HaShem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, the Tukan of Mitzrayim. Omar Lehen. So now he turns to the Malachim and he says, Le Mitzrayim Yeraditem. Did you go down to Mitzrayim? Le Parah Yishtabaditem. Did you work as a slave for Paroi? Torah lama tehelachem. Why should the Torah belong to you if you didn't go through the things that the Torah itself talks about? Shuv maksim, but what else did it say? It says lo yelachu alehim acherim. You shouldn't have foreign gods. Bein amim atim shruim. Shavdim avedizora. He tells the Malachim, are you amongst other nations that serve idols, that serve gods foreign to our God, that you should deserve to have this Torah? Shuv maksim, but what else does it say? Zochrei shemesh Shabbos lekadshei. He tells the Malachim, klum atem oisim malacha shadim tzrichim shvus. Do you do work throughout the week that you need to have a day where you don't do work? You don't do work throughout all the days. Yeah? For some of this, it applies to some people too. That's you. Shuv maksim, what else did it say? It says, lo yisisa. You can't say Hashem's name in vain. Masu mati yesh b'nechem. Do you have business dealings with people that you would have to take an oath, or you would have to, that chas v'shalom, you would come to say Hashem's name in vain? Doesn't apply to you. Shuv maksim, kabra sevicha v'simecha. You don't have a father or a mother. Aveim yesh lachem. Shuv maksim, lo yisirtzach, lo yisinaf, lo yisignav. Kina yesh b'nechem. Yetzahara yesh b'nechem. That doesn't apply to you. Indeed, then they agreed. Hamiyad hoydu like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels conceded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, we agree. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk ends off there in Tehillim. Hashem adeinenu mo'ad ha-shimcha. The Perek ends off mo'ad ha-shimcha b'chol ha-oretz. But they didn't say t'no hoydcha la-shamayim. Now they didn't say, oh, keep it in heaven. They said, your glory should be, your name should be great. But they didn't say it should be in Shemayim, and they agreed. So it's a very difficult Gemara to understand, obviously, because number one, if the Malachim understood that this is a Chamuda Genuza, this is such a treasured item, and it should remain in heaven, then they obviously knew what it says in the Torah. Right? Then I'd say, oh, we want this Torah, and they don't even have any clue to what it says in the Torah. So they obviously knew what it says in the Torah. And they said, this Torah belongs in heaven, should not go to this Basar Vadam, this Yalud Isha. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? All he said to them were things that are in the Torah. That what they should have said is that, thank you very much, we know what it says, we know it says that, and we still feel it belongs over here. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? What, they didn't learn it?
Yeah.
They didn't learn the Torah.
Because they didn't get stuck.
So I think it's difficult to say they didn't learn the Torah at all. They didn't know what it said in it. Otherwise, so what are they saying that belongs over there? Why should they think it belongs over there? Maybe it says only things which would pertain to the Basar Vadam.
Could it be that they were objecting the connection of Gashmias and Ruchnias that was blended at the time of the giving of the Torah?
Okay, what do you mean by that?
The spiritual and material was separated at the time. The format and Torah and after it was possible to connect it to.
Good, okay.
I mean, that's so what you can explain both Gemaras.
Yeah, okay, good.
Because clearly the Simcha part is those that are clear to Chazi Lachem is to those mitzvahs that only a man can.
Right.
The Chesilat Vashem are the spiritual that the Malachim could do.
Good.
And so, therefore, that's why by Sarah you have to have
at least Lachem as well. Good. So let's develop this point over here, this theme, based on first of all how Rav Dessler explains part of this Gemara. Rav Dessler says, what's the pshat that they were so despised by having a human being in their midst? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, to call Moshe Rabbeinu, who the Torah itself calls him Ish Olekim, he was sort of half man but half malach. If anybody would be there and sort of feel comfortable in Shemayim, it would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet even him, they gave him this despicable title of Yelud Isha, doesn't belong amongst us heavenly angels. So Rav Dessler explains a very simple point. What's the difference between a malach and a basar adam, a human being? The difference is that, as we explained a few weeks ago, that the adam is a hybrid between malach and behemah. But the malach is, as we explained from the smag, the malach is someone who does not have bechira, because does not have yetzahara. And the behemah, on the other hand, has only yetzahara and no das, no bechira to control that yetzahara. And Adam is that middle bria, that middle creation that on the one hand has yetzahara, on the other hand has das and has bechira to control that yetzahara. The malachim look at Adam in the following way. And there's a mashal. The mashal is a son comes over to his father and says, Dad, I have this gun, and I really wanted to shoot you. But I held back, and I'm not going to shoot you. Isn't that a beautiful display of Bechira? Tells the father, I really wanted to shoot you, but I'm not going to, because I have Bechira, and I chose not to do that. That's obviously the biggest disgrace that the son could tell the father. So the Malachim look at man, and a man is about to do an Aveira, right? He's about to eat something that he shouldn't eat. He's about to eat something out of brachin. You know what? I'm going to make a brachin. As if he's saying to Hashem, I really want to slap you in the face, but I'm not going to. The malachim look at that and say, how could that be a covet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could that be a covet to have someone who has bechira and has even a possibility or a thought or a motivation to do bad, even if in the end he doesn't do it? So the malachim who don't have any bechira, the malachim will only do ritzayin kainam. Continuously, they look at man, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who certainly always did the ratzon Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself also is a human being. Moshe Rabbeinu also had drives to do against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. They look at Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a basar v'dam. That's someone who has bechira. You know what we want to do with such a person? Burn him instantly. That's how they look at us. We should be burnt instantly. To go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is the biggest disgrace. That's how Malachim view Adam. So the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlin, explains that indeed they knew what the Torah says. But they felt that the biggest covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be that they should learn the Torah in Shemayim, and they should learn about Mitzrayim, they should learn about Shabbos, they should learn about Kibud Av V'Aim, and there's an element, there's a dimension of Kibud Av V'Aim in Ruchnius, in learning it. There's a dimension of Shabbos in Ruchnius, of Alei Sirtzach, Alei Sinuf, Alei Signuf, in a Ruchnius dimension, and they felt that's the biggest covet that will be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn that and understand it in obviously levels that we can't understand, and in that way bring the big, greatest covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachzalan Shuvah, you have to answer them. You have to answer them, how are you going to explain that no, there's going to be a bigger covet the other way around? So Moshe Rabbeinu, all he did seemingly was repeat things that are in the Gemara. I'm sorry, the Gemara says he only repeat things that are in the Torah, that the Malachim already knew. So what's he saying to them? So if you see, every time that what he said to them is, it's not enough to just learn about Mitzrayim. Did you go down to Mitzrayim? Did you experience Mitzrayim physically? Were you enslaved physically? Kibud Av V'Aim. Do you have an Av V'Aim that you should have the ability to not listen to the Av V'Aim and then you go and do it? Do you have Shabbos, which you have a Yetzirah which tells you don't do Shabbos and you fight that Yetzirah and keep Shabbos anyway? Leisinaf, Yetzirah Yesh Beinechem. Do you have a Yetzirah that you even go against, that therefore brings out a glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe Rabbeinu said, the greatest glory is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a person who actually has drives and desires to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has drives and desires to go where he can't and eat where he can't, and he holds back on that and says, I won't look where I shouldn't, I won't do what I shouldn't, I won't eat what I shouldn't, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so. The Meshech Chachma, Ramei Simcha, makes this point in Parshas Yisrei. He says, in talking about the avoid of a person, kasher yasu kol chukei ha'olam al pi chukei teras akadosha, when he does things based on just what the Torah says, kach yinogu ba'olam ha'maisa, and that's how he works in this world, oz kasher yagbiru b'chirasam, when a man's b'chira will overpower the chukei ha'teva, his natural instincts, his natural inclination with what he wants to do. Just misibas rotzen Hashem yisbarach, only because that's what God wanted me to do. Oz yavai le'am hashlemus hamiti, that's how perfection comes into the world. Ve'ze ikra tachlisi, and that's what the tachlis is. And he quotes a medrash. He says, Adam poshed yada lakara. A person sticks his hand out and he wants to take something. Umotza ba'isa, but he says, oh, this is not kosher. It's not mutter for me to eat this. Me nashchei nachash. And he pulls his hand back. He says, was there a snake that bit him? Was there an akrav that oktsay was stinging him that he pulled his hand back? What is forcing the person to pull his hand back? He doesn't have to pull his hand back. What's stopping him from eating that thing? V'chein Adam, another example. Adam bo'eitz alishta, a person comes to his wife, Amrle, and she says, kishreshana aduma re'isi. I saw a speck of blood, the color of a rose, and therefore I am an Ida. Miyad perish, right away, he separates himself from having a physical connection with his wife. Mi oktsay, you mi nashchay. Who bit him? Who stopped him? Who put an iron wall in front of him that he doesn't continue on his way what he was intending to do? Who? What was that? Havisug b'shoshanim. He says, Harei, ta'avas ha'achila, v'ta'avas ha'mishko. That's the only thing that stops a person. The only thing stopping a person is because he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. That, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is the greatest covet you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not malachim who continuously do without even a choice of not doing, continuously giving Shirat Hashem, but it's those that Hashem created with the Teva to do against Hashem. We do have physical desires. And if Hashem, the greatest covet is that we take our physical desires and either we stop them in mid-track or we channel them only for doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we live our lives in this Olam HaMa'aseh. Says the Meshech Chokhma, that's why on Shavuos, to show that this was the Torah that was given to us, to show that the Torah belongs more in this world than in the other world, to show it belongs here on earth, having the ability to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and using our Bechira to choose only to do Ratzon Hashem. That's why in Shavuos particularly we need to be involved in the physical to show that this is really where the Torah belongs, to show this is why we receive the Torah, because this was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to the Malachim. Indeed, the Torah brings more cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have the ability to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants mandated in the Torah, and yet we choose to do exactly what the Torah tells us to do. So it's particularly on Yom Shavuos, particularly on Chag HaShavuos, which we have to be involved as well. Aside from the Chatzi Lashem, we have to be involved in the Chatzi Lachem to show us, to show the world, to show the Malachim that this is the point of the Torah. This brings the most covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we do that? How do we have our bechira to go only with the Ratzon Hashem? Echoiz b'kisei kavodi. Hashem says, you have to hold on to my b'kisei kavod. And that's when a person sins, a person falls, and a person doesn't do that, he has a choice. He could do tshuva. What happens when he does tshuva? Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem aleikecha. The Gemara in Yuma says, g'dayla tshuva shemagas ad kisei kavod. When a person does shuv again, what he's doing is he's connecting himself again to the kisei hakavod. He's coming back to that point of echoiz b'kisei kavodi. That's the only way that a person indeed could use his bechira to do the Ratzon Hashem. Without holding on to the kisei hakavod, a person is prone to listen to his Yetzer Hara. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and that's what Hashem was telling him to do, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the way he will do Ratzon Hashem, and the way he will prove to the Malachim that indeed the greatest covet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have is that a person really desires to do against Hashem, he desires to do like his Teva would like him to do, he desires to go and look and eat what he would like to do, and instead he's Echoiz B'Kisei Kavaydi. He holds on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod, and he holds himself back, or he pushes himself to the extent to do against his Teva. He doesn't want to get up to go daven. He doesn't want to get up to go learn. And he pushes himself against that Teva, only to do Ratzon Hashem. That is the greatest Kavod, and that's why Kuli Alma Meida, Debat Seres, Be'ina Nami Lachem.